Reach out and touch historic motorsports. An article published on MercedesBenz.com. Mercedes-Benz Classic at the Goodwood Festival of Speed 2019. The team from Mercedes-Benz Classic Center pushes the Mercedes-Benz Silver Arrow W165 from the paddock tent out into the field and arrived at the Goodwood Festival of Speed 2019 with several historic vehicles and brand ambassadors. The mechanics know the vehicles inside out, and they also know the special requirements of the event. Their task for Mercedes-Benz Classic is to prepare the racing cars so well that they can race up the hill climbing course and please an enthusiastic crowd. The event delivers historic motorsports almost close enough to touch, and on a scale unrivaled by any other event. Hardly surprising that fans from all over the world flock every year to the country estate of Charles Gordon Lennox, 11th Duke of Richmond. Mercedes-Benz developed the Silver Arrow W165 for one single race, the 1939 Triple E Grand Prix. This dedication was duly rewarded when Hermann Lange and Rudolf Garracciola took a 1-2 victory. Since then, the 1.5-liter Monoposto single-seater car has been in exclusive factory ownership. Mercedes-Benz Classic took a total of 13 racing cars to Goodwood this year. Four of them took part in the races. In addition to the W165, a 300 SLR W196S from 1955, a 190E 2.5-16 Evolution 2 DTM touring car, W201, from 1992, and a C63 AMG DTM C205 from 2018 made spectators' hearts beat a little bit faster. The other cars were on show in a static display to celebrate the 125 years of motorsports anniversary this year, and attracted crowds of admirers like bees round a honeypot. As did the drivers, racing drivers Ellen Luhr, Jochen Mass, Bernd Mailander, and Carl Wendlinger were also on site. The mechanics of the Mercedes-Benz Classic Center prepared the W165 professionally, as is always the case when their vehicles are sent out to events. A complete service at home in Fellbach, including the brake dynamometer, is always part of every event preparation. Safety is the highest priority, explains Gerd Straub. One additional effect of this thoroughness is that there are usually no repairs necessary during the event, apart from minor details and maintenance work. Gerd Staub and the other mechanics handle these dream machines of motor car history on a daily basis. At the Goodwood Festival of Speed, the public in the paddock also have a chance to get very close to the vehicles and are fascinated to see how the experts work. The key word is craftsmanship. When they change a wheel, for example, the knockoff center caps are loosened with a copper hammer and not with a modern impact wrench. Even a simple spark plug change becomes an event in itself. Just like in the 1930s, a perfectly shaped wooden box with an attractive collection of spark plugs lies on the bonnet. The spark plugs are changed in exactly the same way as they were then. To prepare for the race, warm-up plugs are fitted in the engine and these are exchanged for racing plugs shortly before the race starts. For every historical vehicle at Goodwood, there are two mechanics. The newer the vehicle becomes, the more complex the equipment becomes. For a modern Formula One racing car, that equipment fills half a truck, and the team of specialists responsible for it requires a minibus. By way of comparison, the W165 is accompanied on its travels around the globe by three large boxes of tools and special parts. Every item has its place. When the team arrive at the destination, they open it all up and can start immediately. The mechanics do not have time for sorting things out first. The Classic Center team also functions as vehicle experts and explains the special features of each vehicle to the drivers. At the Goodwood Festival of Speed, Esteban Ocon, Formula One replacement driver at Mercedes-AMG Petronas Motorsport, enjoyed driving the 300 SLR W196S. Things are hotting up for a race on the hill climbing course at the Goodwood Festival of Speed. The fans have long noticed that the engine is about to be started and surround the car in tight ranks. The starter runs for a second or two. Vroom! The machine fires and generates the most infernal noise, just the way the fans love it. Some cover their ears, but show real joy in their faces to be so close to the car. Then, the experts from the Mercedes-Benz Classic Center wheel the car to the starting line. Johan Mas slips into the tight cockpit in fireproof overalls, puts on the helmet, and pulls the strap tight. A last briefing by Geert Staub, and with a kick of the accelerator, the Tripoli racing car is off, just like in 1939. This is living history from 125 years of Mercedes-Benz Motorsports. The Mercedes-Benz SSKL streamlined racing car from 1932 is a rather special star that the mechanics have been rebuilding true to the original plans over the last months. The car was presented to the public by Mercedes-Benz Classic at Goodwood for the first time. It was this car that Manfred von Brauchitsch won the International Avos race in Berlin with a new record speed, also thanks to the aerodynamically shaped bodywork, which was the first time the concept had been so consistently applied to a racing car.